We recently saw, Francis, that the EU laid a big hurt on Google. Let's talk.
Yeah, what a hurt. Man, $5 billion. And all because the EU Competition Commission, Margaret Vestager, wants to alter Google's core licensing arrangements for Android and so on. Well, that's all very interesting, and there may or may not be antitrust concerns, and I'm sure that depends on to whom you talk. But the real question for her and her commission, they're in the business of competition, apparently, according to their name, is why are there no European Googles? Why is there no European Facebook? What happened? Why is there no European Apple? There's something wrong here. The Europeans have obviously missed the boat. You know, these are the people who invented the printing press 600 years ago and revolutionized the world. Well, where's the second revolution, guys? Why have you missed out? What is it about the structure of your economies? Is it your laws? Is there something wrong with your finance markets? That doesn't make any sense because London is one of the great financial centers of the world. But, you know, I can tell you, having been in a venture capital partnership in Europe, that the feedstock of hot new ventures in Europe is really pretty small. And the kinds of things you see are pretty conventional. And that's a big problem for the Europeans.
We saw in our previous podcast on European champions more information about why we don't see the Googles and the Facebooks of, or Apples of the European Union. What do you think? Is this a systemic problem? Is it a people problem? Both?
I think it's both. But I think the big thing is not understanding, as future creators do, and our whole system shows, that there's this thing called the information cost velocity curve. Very simple. The velocity of information is always increasing and the costs are always falling. And where you are on that curve is your competitive position. Now, the way the curve works is that ever cheaper information substitutes for the other three-factor inputs, land, labor, and capital. And when you understand that it's information that is the key driver of industrial growth, your thought patterns are completely different. For example, if you were to ask about Apple and look carefully at that company and how it's structured, how it operates and everything else, what you see is not a nice iPhone here or an iMac there. What you see is an ERP system, an SAP, single instance ERP system, that allows information to flow on a global basis instantly in its supply chain. And this kind of information power revolutionizes core structures. And at Future Creators, we study those structures. We understand, for example, in our video on information surfaces, how companies compete on what is in effect an information surface. And we also explain in our seminars how the cloud membranes interact on that surface to generate monetizable opportunities. I don't think anyone in Europe thinks about that kind of thing at all. My experience with European companies, and I've restructured a few over the years, is that they don't understand that it's about information. It's not about hardware or even really software.
Check us out at future-creators.com, where you can find out more information on the information surface and all the great things going on in business. Thanks, Francis.
Hey, thanks, Robert.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.